Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. Paul says to the Thessalonians, he said, "But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, I have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when we shall say, peace and safety, or they shall say, peace and safety, then such destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 4. He said, "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief." Paul's writing to the Thessalonians here, and he puts it pretty plain. He said, of the times and the seasons, he said, "I don't need to tell you." He said, the Word of God explains pretty explicitly that there's some things that's going to transpire and that come around before Jesus comes to get his bride. Amen. And we're seeing in these last days which you live, Brother Dean, we're seeing those times come to pass. We're seeing God play it out just exactly like He wrote it in the volume of the book. And He's showing us the way of the world. And He's showing us the way that God said things would go. So we see it playing out right before us, just like a Hollywood movie, if you will. And as we see it, he said, that "I don't need to write to you and tell you about those things that's coming and the things that's going to transpire." He said, "You can see them for yourself." I want to say to you, we just need to open our eyes and see them for ourselves, that we're living in a glorious time. We're living in the last days of the church age, before Jesus calls us out of here to be with Him. And oh, what a glorious departure that'll be. I'm looking forward to it. I'm anxious about it. Some folks I know that I've been talking to lately, some of them have had some pretty bad health issues, and some getting up in the years, and all these things, and all of them's saying the same thing, that they're getting ready for a homecoming. Amen. Getting ready for a time when we go out of here to be with the Lord. And I'm saying now, it's not going to be too long, because Paul says here, that just in a little while that the Lord's coming. And Lord's coming as a thief in the night. I want to preach on that just a little while tonight. If God will be my help. I can't get away from the theme that Jesus is coming. Amen, amen. Maybe the only thing I preach the rest of my ministry, praise God, is Jesus is coming. And if I did that, praise the Lord, it'd still be all right. Because guess what? Jesus is a-coming. Amen. Glory be to God. He's a-coming. If you're a child of God, you're a-going out to be with Him. And oh, what a glorious time that'll be. But as we look at this and we think about the Lord a-coming, and the Bible said that He's coming as a thief in the night. He's coming, and He's coming quick. But I want to ask you something tonight. I'll give you something to think about. When a thief comes, what does he come for? Amen. I want to say, a thief doesn't come pull up the house with a U-Haul trailer. Amen. A thief doesn't, most of the time. Now, say, they've been rare occasions they have. I know a situation where a guy had a large safe in his study. He had a great big carport down knee, and they backed into his garage, took a chainsaw, cut a hole in his floor, and stole his great big safe. But I will say, most of the time, when a thief comes, he don't come with a U-Haul. You know what? I got to think on this morning, I about had me a spell. Hey man, a thief comes, he just comes to get those precious things. Amen. When a thief comes, praise God, he don't want none of the junk. Praise God. He comes to get those, take up those precious things. Amen. Glory be to God. I got to think about that. Precious things. Precious. That's P-R-E-C-I-O-U-S. Precious. That's the kind of things that comes to get precious things. Number one, that's particular things. He don't just come to get things that's throwing around, because he don't want junk. Praise God, he wants those things, praise God, that catch his eye. Amen. He wants those particular things, amen, that when he looks at, he sees something about them. He sees something good in them. He sees something useful. He sees something, praise God, that'll catch his eye. So he don't come just, a thief don't just come load up all your junk and haul it off. If he did, I'd say, Lord, how about sending a thief by my house? Amen? Load up about 2/3 of junk, haul it off. But he comes for particular things. I want to say, praise God, when Jesus comes, he's a coming for particular things. Amen? He's coming for particular things. Praise the Lord. Amen? He's coming for required things. Hey, some things that's required. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, he said it's required of a man in a steward that a man be found faithful. Amen? So when he comes to get those, not only does he come to get particular things, but there's some things that's required, amen? I pray God, I will say, when the Lord gets a looking, he's looking for that faithful stuff. Amen? He's looking for that stuff that'll stand the test of time. He's looking for that stuff that'll have endurance, amen? He's looking for that stuff, praise God, that'll be useful someday. So when the Lord comes, praise God, he's looking for that required. So, amen, it's required that a man be found faithful. It's required in a good steward that we be found faithful. Now I will say, we can, you know, a lot of people, they'll be faithful here a little bit, and a little bit, but praise God, we need the Lord to be faithful to God. You say, why? Because he's faithful to us. Amen. Now I want to ask you a question. What if God was as faithful to us as we are to him? Lord help. We'd be in a mess. Amen. But praise God, when we're faithful, when he's faithful to us, and praise God, we reciprocate that faithfulness as a good steward of God. And I mean, praise the Lord, hey, that's just as important as our tithe is our time. We need to take time to be, I believe it's required that we praise God and worship God. He desires our praises. Amen. I believe it's required that a servant of God be found faithful. I believe when he comes as a thief, praise God, he's come for a particular thing. He's coming for a required thing. Amen. He requires us. Amen. That means it's not a suggestion. It means he requires us to be faithful. I believe if we're a child of God, I believe we'll want to be faithful. Amen. I believe if we're a child of God, there'll be a faithfulness in us that we can't get out. Hey, listen, even when I was out of the will of God, I was faithful to the house of God. Amen. If I missed church, they say it was something gnawed at my inward, that inward man in me, praise God, and said, you know what, you're wrong, you ought to be down at the house of God. I believe I've told you before, I'd be over at the house, and Sunday night, we were a young Christian faith. Right as we got married, we went to Mount Sheba. Before we got married and all that stuff, and I believe there was times when I'd miss church because I was just like every young couple. I had so much to do. I had sometimes had to do it on a Wednesday night or a Sunday night. And I'd be out there working, and I'd hear that old bell ringing over at Mount Sheba Baptist Church, and someday would something tear my soul up. Amen. It'd get a hold of me, boy, and it'd ring me out. I knew, praise God, I ought to have been over there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe it's required that a man be faithful to the Lord. A requirement. Because he's a coming as a thief in the night. Amen. Not only is it required, but I think there's some essential things. In John chapter 3 and verse 7, he said, you must be born again. Amen. Amen. I believe there's some essential things in the Word of God. When God speaks down, looks at it. Amen. We got to be born from above. What's happening, the reason we can't be faithful, amen, the reason we're not a particular thing that God can use is because, praise God, we've never truly been born again. I believe there's a lot of folks that's never been born from above. Amen. Hey, there's a whole lot of little old emotional stirs and we get caught up in it, but we've never truly been born again. Amen. I believe, praise God, you get born again. Hey, something changes down in your soul. Your want-tos change. Your attitudes change. Your desires change. Amen. Praise God, I believe when we get saved, I believe, some essential things there. I believe it. Praise God, I believe we get a stirring down in our soul. Amen. It's essential. We can't get away from it. Amen. That you must be born again. That's when you're saved by God's marvelous grace. When we ask you, praise God, come into our heart. Amen. I believe that thief in the night, he's looking for those essential things. He's looking for that one that's born again. Praise the Lord. Not only is there essential things, but I got to think about old Philip, those caught things. Amen. You remember over in Acts chapter 8:39? The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip. Amen. Old Philip was down there, and the Lord done that. He'd left a revival meeting, went down there to the Ethiopian eunuch, and he expounded the Word of God to him. He said, how can I know except the man show me? He showed him the Word of God in Isaiah. Amen. Preached the Word of God to him. Hell, he got saved. He said, hey, what doth hinder me to be baptized? Amen. He said, there's a pool of water. He said, if you believe, he said, I believe that he that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Bible said that old Ethiopian eunuch went down in the water with old Philip. Praise God. He baptized him there. And the Bible said that the Spirit of God called him away. Amen. Praise God. I believe some things. When that thief comes, glory be God, he'll be looking for. I believe it's going to be some of those caught things. Amen. I won't say they'll be so caught up in God. Amen. God will be delivering them here. He'll be using them here. He'll be using them there. He'll be putting them there. He'll be putting them there. Praise God for His glory. Amen. I still believe God's a doing that today. I still believe God's a putting people in places. I believe He's catching up people, glory be to God, taking them out of those situations they hit and move them somewhere where they can be a blessing to Him. Bring glory to His blessed name. Praise God, I believe when that thief comes, I believe He's going to catch some caught things. Amen. Praise the Lord again. I'm talking about those that get so caught up, praise God, that they can't do nothing but praise the Lord. I had a fellow tell me a while back, he said, You preachers, some of you preachers, so fanatic. I said, what? He said, you're fanatical. He said, you believe you got to eat and sleep and breathe the Lord Jesus Christ or you ain't saved. I said, praise God, when I got saved, when I got born again, praise the Lord, that something moved in. It became who I am. Amen. I can't just leave it here or leave it there. Praise God. It goes with me everywhere I'm at. What are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, it caught me and it caught me away. Amen. Praise the Lord, just because I go somewhere else don't mean I'm somebody else. Amen. Praise God, I'm still a child of the King. I believe we're living the world today. We come to the house of God, and I'm a Baptist. When we come through those doors, and we go out there, and I don't know what we are. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad something got hold me, something caught me, praise God. And if it's a taking me from here to yonder, praise God, and using me for God's glory. And I'm saying, amen, glory to God all the way. I don't know about you. I'm enjoying the trip. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Had me a time this morning. Went over there with Brother Greg Papaw. Amen. Brother Penny, pray for him. He's back in the hospital. Amen. Got an infection and got his blood sugars way low and they can't figure out what's going on. But pray. I went in there this morning. Glory be to God. Right early in the morning. Hadn't even finished his breakfast. Praise God. I went through that door. Boy, he just blamed just like you turned a light on him. And glory be to God, we had revival meeting for about 30. Hey, God just showed up. Amen. What happened? God called us up over there in the hospital room. Amen. Glory be to God. And then I come out of there, people. Hey, the door was wide open. He don't like to be closed up. He had a proper cheer against the door to hold it open. Amen. We had revival meeting. Praise God. Had prayer. I come out of there and went up and down. I started down them hall. People was looking at me peculiar. Amen. Amen. Glory be God. Why? Because I got caught. Praise God. Amen. I wasn't ashamed of it either. I said, glory to God. Amen. I went by my lookout. I said, praise the Lord. Bless your heart. Amen. God be the glory. Amen. It was excitement. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because God. Hey, glory be God. One of these days we'll get caught. Amen. Bless His holy name. That Spirit of God going to catch us away. I thought, let me just say this. Used to, you know, in old-timey churches, Spirit of God, you people just get caught up in the Spirit. Amen. They wasn't afraid of it. Holy Ghost, God moved upon heart. They'd stand up and go, whoa, praise God. Amen. Little old ladies would squall and raise their handkerchief. Amen. People would raise their hand and say, praise God. And say, preach that preacher. Amen. They wasn't afraid. They wasn't ashamed of God. We sit around now and we're afraid to squeak, say, because somebody might call us charismatic. Amen. Praise the Lord. I won't say we ought to have a shout in our soul. Amen. We ought to get caught up every now and then. You say, I believe it's an emotional thing. Praise God. No, I believe it's a spiritual thing. Amen. And when something big as the Spirit of God gets a moving in your heart, you get the can't help it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Gets excited. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. He's got not only to get caught up, but He says things that's immediate. Some immediate things. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. He said, therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Hey, he said it's an immediate thing. He said you need to always be ready. Amen. It's an immediate. Hey, if you want to get caught up, praise God, just be ready. Amen. Be ready. Be excited. Amen. About the Lord showing up and expect it. Amen. Praise God. There's been a good spirit. You know what I prayed? I prayed this week. And I said, oh God, please just touch that little place. Preacher got up this morning. Boy, he said, oh God, Lord. He said, there's liberty here. Amen. Amen. He said, I sat way back there about in the middle ways. Me and Brother Bill and Miss Geraldine. And he said, preacher's all right. He said, there's liberty here. I done told him, I said, preach, brother, preach. Amen. Why? He said, glory be to God. How did that happen? Praise God, because it was immediate. Amen. Glory be to God. He just came on purpose and came on time. Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost of God just sweeps through immediately. That's the way we're going out of here, by the way. Immediately. Amen. We need to be ready. He said, be ye ready. Let me say this. Yeah, listen to me. When Jesus comes as a thief in the night, there's not going to be no time to stop and say, well, oh, wait a minute, I better get saved. No, when Jesus comes, if you ain't ready, you're going to be left behind. Right. Amen. He's coming quick, fast, in a hurry, amen. And when he comes, he's coming as a thief in the night. Amen, you don't hear the thief coming till he's already there. Amen. Praise the Lord, we need to be ready. This thing's immediate. Immediate, Jesus is coming, praise God. Thief in the night. Coming for immediate things. Those things that's ready. Amen. He's going to come to get those things. Are you hearing me? He's going to come get those things that's ready to go out of here. Immediate things. We need to be ready. Amen. Looking for the Lord. Amen. Not only is he coming to get those immediate things, but he's coming to get those one-of-a-kind things. Amen. Those one-of-a-kind things. Those things that's not like nothing other. You realize, praise God, that you're a one-of-a-kind? Amen. Thank God we are. Hey, I'm glad you ain't all like me. Amen. Why? Because I'm your pastor and I have enough trouble with me. I'd hate to have to deal with a whole bunch of me's. Amen. I know how I am. Amen. But praise be to God, the good God of glory. Amen. He says, hey, listen, we're one of a kind. What, 1 Peter 2:9. He said, we're a holy nation. He said, a peculiar people, amen. He said, we're different. He said, we're unique. He said, those that God called, he said, they're unique people. He said, they're different. Hey, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed because you're a little bit peculiar. Don't be ashamed because we think different from the world. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. That's a good thing. Amen. We shouldn't fit in. Amen. We shouldn't go along with the flow. We ought to be peculiar. Because you are one of a kind, amen. You say, what kind is that? You're one of God's kind, amen. You're one of Jesus' kind, amen. Glory be to God. When he comes, glory to God, he's coming for one of a kind things. Amen. One that's like him. Praise the Lord. See, I'm not trying to be like somebody else. A lot of times young preachers, and I don't guess it's all a bad thing, a lot of times young preachers will try to imitate somebody else. You know, they see a young preacher, say, Sarah, an older preacher or something, and boy, they like the way he preaches and how he acts and how he presents himself, and they try to imitate him. And I'm not bashing. That ain't a bad thing itself. Amen. We ought to look at some of these other, and praise God, and they got God on them, amen, want the same thing. That's an honorable thing. But I won't say God created you as a one-of-kind thing, praise God, to do what He'd have you to do, be what He'd have you to be for His glory. Amen. Amen. You're one of a kind for Jesus. Bless His holy name. Amen. So He said, it's a peculiar thing. Amen. A holy nation. Well, I wonder what happened to America if we was a holy nation again. Holy given to God. Holy accepting of the things of God, the Word of God. It'd change us around overnight. We'd see a difference. Amen. If people would say, all of a sudden had somebody said, hey, you know what we need? And what if we just got back to the Bible and a light went off and everybody said, oh yeah, let's just live godly. I mean, overnight. By tomorrow morning, this would be a different world. Amen. Be a peculiar people. We're different. Amen. Not only were one of a kind thing, but were useful things. Profitable. 1 Timothy 4:8, he said, goodliness is profitable unto all things. Amen. He said that hey, God's coming. Amen. That thief coming out, he's coming after things that's useful. Amen. Hey, listen, who needs something that's not useful? Amen. If you're down there at the job place and you don't do your part, amen, they might say that you're useless. You ever worked with people that was... amen. But when God comes, amen, when that thief comes, he's looking for those things. Amen. He's coming to take those things that's useful. Amen. You know what Bible says in the 24th Psalm? Amen. When he stand for him, he said, let me see your hands. He said, what have you done for me? Have you been a good steward? Have you done things to honor and give God glory? He said, I know how to tell that. He said, let me see your heart. Amen. He said, let me check your heart. He said, if your heart's right with God, amen, your hands will be clean. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, he's coming to get those things that's useful to a holy God. Bless his holy name. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Coming like a thief in the night, praise God, for a useful thing. I want to ask you a question. Are you useful to God? Amen. Are you doing anything to bring glory to his name? Are you praising him and honoring him and giving him all the glory and thanking him and praising him like you ought to? Amen. Are you useful? Well, that's a big question. That's a loaded question. Amen. Are we useful to God? Amen. Not only are we useful, but he's coming after things that's stable. He's coming after those stable things. God's looking. You know God's looking for stability in our lives. Amen. You know what's wrong with America? We have no stability. Amen. We're an unstable nation. We're an unstable people because we're not founded upon the foundation. Our foundation, Brother Dean, has become weak and dilapidated. Amen. Because any foundation we build on beside the Lord Jesus Christ is no foundation at all. Amen. We're trying to build up everything in the world on a crumbling foundation. And it don't work. Amen. Isaiah 33:6 said this. He said, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Amen. He said, glory be God. What's wrong with America? We have no wisdom and knowledge of God. So we build it on shifting sand. Praise God. We don't have any stability. God says we need. He said he's coming. When he comes, when that thief comes, he's looking for something that's stable. Amen. He's looking for something that's useful. He's looking for something that's stable, something that he can count on. Amen. He's looking for something that's safe. You know why God can't use us like he won't, like he would like to? Because we're not stable. Amen. Our foundation ain't sure. So he can't use us. Amen. He can't build upon us because our foundation would crumble. Amen. And when our foundation crumbles, it makes God look bad. When we claim to have all this, and amen, and we do all that, our foundation is crumbling around us, and God sees us as unstable, praise God. But when we begin to build on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we begin to build on a firm foundation, we become stable. And God can begin to build upon us more and more. Amen. He can trust us with more. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. So we see when a thief comes, praise God, what does he come for? He comes for those precious things. Amen. He comes for the precious thing, not the junk. God don't care nothing about the junk. He wants those things that's precious. Let me ask you a question. What's precious in the eyes of God? Amen. The lost, me and you. You know what's precious to God of glory? Humanity's precious in the eyes of God. Amen. Humanity is precious. And he came to seek and to save that was lost. He came to humanity. He came for those precious things. Amen. You say, what's precious? Let me show you something. Look over in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let me just start at verse 2. Let me just read you a few verses here and I'm done. We'll close with this. I just want you to think about tonight. Jesus is coming. And he's coming, brother, he's coming after precious things. Amen. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord." He said, that's how you build a foundation. Amen. Grace and peace be multiplied. I'm glad God's a God of multiplication and not subtraction. Amen. He said, "According as His divine power hath given unto us." Now watch this. "All things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue." Amen. So we see what God has done here. He said it through His grace and peace is multiplied to us from God. Amen. And it ends up in manifesting in the glory and virtue that we have. The glory that belongs to God and the virtue that He gives. Now virtue here, He's talking about a voluntary obedience. Amen. A voluntary obedience to what? To the truth. Amen. So Peter's here talking about this, and he said, what we do, he said, we build upon a voluntary obedience to the truth of God. You see how this can work? Amen. When we build on a voluntary obedience to God. He said, whereby, because of what for? He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and what? Precious promises. I read that and I tied this all together today and I said, glory to God. Amen. He said, hey, listen, what He's talking about, praise God, is when He longs and desires for those precious things. Amen. And we're part of a precious promise. Amen. Or if you would, a promise to the precious. Amen. I got thinking about that. I said, glory be to God, I'm precious. Amen. Amen. Sometimes my wife might not think it. My children might not think it. You might not think it. But glory be God, in the eyes of God, I'm precious. Amen. Praise God. Let me say, hey, listen, in the eyes of God, you're precious too. Praise the Lord. A precious thing. Bless His holy name. He said that by these, you might be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. What? Because of what? Through lust. The lust, the longing to have things and desiring things that we don't need anyway. He said, and besides this, now watch this. He says, giving all diligence, because God's a multiplying, God's adding, amen. He said, what we need to do is just do some giving. So God, amen, when we do the giving, God does the multiplying. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like that. Don't you? Praise God. Bless His holy name. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. That's that valor. That's that obedience unto God. And He said, and to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Amen. That's spiritual truth. That's what we know about God. That's what God teaches us. He said, and to knowledge temperance. That self-control that God gives us. Amen. Have you learned to be self-controlling? Amen. In other words, controlling self. How do you do that? With the help of the Lord. Amen. Help the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. You know, get rid of that temper and that attitude that you have sometimes. Amen. Forwardness that you need when you should just be quiet. Amen. He said, in knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience. Amen. And that's in being able to endure without complaining. And to patience, godliness. That's God-likeness. Amen. Can you see Him building upon this? He said, and to godliness. Now here's a good one. Brotherly kindness. Amen. That's being considerate to the brethren. Amen. Have you ever thought about being considerate? There's a whole lot of people in the world we live in aren't considering nobody but themselves. In other words, you don't consider anyone. But He said a child of God is considerate. We consider others even before ourselves. He said, and to godly brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, what? Charity. How do you know that you've got the brotherly kindness? Because you have charity. That's love in action. Amen. Love that makes a difference. And He says, for if these things be in you and abound, then they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, Give diligence to make thy calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, when Jesus comes, he said, if these things is in you, he said, if these things be in you, he said, praise God, when the thief comes to get those precious things, glory be to God, you're out of here. Amen. When God comes, when Jesus comes to collect the precious things, amen, he's going to, if this is in you, if these virtues in you, the patience in you, the considerations in you, amen, all these, all this godliness is in us, praise God, you're one of the precious things. And one day in a little while, he said, that thief's coming, and he's coming to get those precious things. And boy, I tell you what, looking for that glorious day of his appearing, when he, amen, plucks you out of here. Amen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being at work where you work in the factory and, you know, running the forklift down through our, going to the next aisle, the next bin, you know, getting the next load, and all of a sudden somebody looks up and here comes that forklift and there's nobody there. Amen. Glory be to God. Can you imagine? Could you imagine being up there on the roof, hammering down them shingles? Just to putting them on like a wild man. A nail gun a running. Glory be to God. And all of a sudden that thing hits about three licks and ain't nobody there. Amen. Why? Because God says, you know what? It's time to get the precious things. Glory be to God. He just reaches down and he snatches up those precious. That's what he does. He comes as a thief and he takes out those precious things unto himself. Boy, what a day that's going to be. Can you imagine this world when all of a sudden, people just go out here, they just go out here like popcorn, and they're gone. Amen. Glory be to God. Everywhere they look, people's just taking off, taking their flight. Glory be to God. All you see is, just Nadine, all you see, praise God, is a pair of glasses and the clothes that's on her back and the jewelry around her neck. Glory be to God. Everything else is gone. Amen. That person that we used to be, done lost gravitation, going to be with the Lord. Amen. Why? Because Jesus has done come through. And he's caught up those precious things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad that, glory be to God, you can say you're one of those precious things? Amen. Amen. Hey, if you couldn't say you're one of those precious things, boy, I'd hit the altar and I'd say, Jesus, make me one of the precious things. Amen. Start building upon that firm foundation, that solid foundation. Get that stability in your life. Praise God. Really, you need to be one of those that's caught, moved around for God's glory. Amen. So caught up in this thing, glory be to God. We get the can't help it, and we ain't ashamed of it. Amen. But it's all for God's glory. See, it's not about us, but it's about Him. Amen. We are false. We are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. So when we trust in the grace of God, we trust Him to make us who we need to be, that we might bring glory and honor to His name. That's my sole purpose. My sole purpose is to bring glory and honor to His name. Amen.